doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's Tuesday. It's April 16th. I almost said August. April 16th, 2024. Welcome, fellas, and hello.
You would have just cheated us out of the best part of summer.
Oh, I would have been so mad at myself. Oh, my gosh. Also, if it was the 16th of August, I wouldn't be here. Letting you know, I'm giving
is that
little,
right? Is
little
that
heads
your
up.
Vacation this
little,
year?
Little heads up, guys. I won't be here on August 16th.
What?
Is that a Saturday?
I don't know.
When is the time? Oh, I can tell you if it's a Saturday. Nope, it's a Friday.
Thank you, Kevin.
I just need to just think of weddings in my head. Right. August 17th.
Oh, my goodness.
Katie and Jared will be getting married at the farmhouse up on Greenbush.
So I definitely won't be here, but I said the 16th, so.
Yeah, you did. So yeah. You will not be here the 16th, yeah, which is the Friday. So.
And the Kane Brown concert.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to miss that?
I know, but, you know.
That seems later for your vacation.
Well, there's a wedding that I'll be attending.
Holy crap. Forgot about that.
Yeah, did you know?
Yeah, and I remember we had this conversation because normally your vacation would be the week before the wedding, wrapping up with the wedding.
Correct, yes.
And you
correct,
thought, what a miserable way to spend my vacation, getting ready for a wedding for a week and then having a wedding and coming back to work.
I don't think that was what it was, but you know.
I remember the conversation. Denise, this is exactly what he said, if you're listening. He said, there's no way. I'm giving up my vacation for that little brat, Emily.
Okay. That was it? Yeah. I think I said...
No, but I think it's a smart move.
Well, yeah, you don't want to have a wedding on Saturday and then drive home the next day. That's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's smart.
Can't be done.
Wedding...
No, exactly. Steve.
Days off before the wedding as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the whole week?
I'll probably be gone like a month.
I mean, is it a 2-week vacation?
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do, bud.
You know why you take 2 weeks, Kevin?
Because you have 2 weeks?
That's right.
Oh, the great. Is that Jim Rome, the sportscaster,
is
who
that
used
what
to
it
always
was?
Say that?
Yeah.
He'd always say,
why do I take so much vacation?
People always say, man, you take a lot of vacation. I take a lot of vacation because I have a lot of vacation.
That was funny.
It's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you do?
Yeah. You know? And anybody, you know. And I get it, folks. It's a bummer. It changes up your routine when we're gone.
Sure.
But, I mean, you get your vacation,
hey,
too.
Steve's here.
Yeah, nobody.
It's fine.
Yeah, by that
it's
time,
fine.
Think of all the best of we'll have.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. I mean, actually, by fine, I mean fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know what you heard. I said fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
You're very welcome. You look really good. Nice haircut.
God, he looks good. He does. That haircut.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's called Dupixent. It's an add-on maintenance treatment for adults with uncontrolled chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyposis.
Kevin James.
Sound familiar?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, hello, everybody.
What's up?
Welcome to a Tuesday, and welcome to the world of Steve.
Mm.
We were just in the Steve studio this morning. And we were chatting it up, all the three of us. That doesn't always happen.
No.
Yeah, but we were all in there just chatting it up this morning. And Steve said something about a song, and I said, oh, just straight bangers. I was being an idiot.
Yeah.
Just joking around.
Right. You're just having a little funsies.
Yeah. And he said, oh,
by the way,
bangers,
welcome to the world of Steve would be a great, we feel like we should have that.
Yeah, that needs to be a segment.
Yeah.
And this is the first episode of it.
Why do you automatically go goofy?
Welcome to the world of Steve. Hello!
So, we have the word bangers out there just floating around, and then Steve says, isn't bangers, like a food too? Like a, like chicken and bangers?
Chicken and bangers.
And I go, no. No, that's not a thing.
I forgot what goes with it.
And then he goes, oh, is it, What other food did you say? It was not right.
Clearly.
It was. And he just kept guessing. And I was like, I know what you're trying to say, but I'm just going to let you keep guessing.
Right, right.
He's like, is it macaroni?
Bangers and bangers, macaroni. Bangers one of my favorites.
Yeah, mac and bangers. I'm like, no, Steve.
Remember that TV show, Macaroni?
Yeah. Do you, so I finally said, no, it's bangers and mash.
Yeah, there you go.
And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
There it is.
And I go, yep, it's delicious. And I said, do you know what a banger is? And Steve, what is a banger?
Sausage. Is it not?
And that's why it's funny, because you fell for it. I told him that bangers were sausage.
And not
and
actual.
Now he's saying it on the air.
Welcome to Steve's World.
Wait, is it not? It's not?
No, it is. I was just messing with you. God, bangers and mash are delicious, Steve. They're so good. They're
sausage
so,
and
so
taters?
Good. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
You go over to Sean O'Donnell's. That's the place where I most recently had a banger
really?
And mash. Delicious. Oh, can't recommend it enough, Steve. You'd love it.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Well, Steve does.
Loves orange soda.
Oh, and yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true.
Ooh. All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
It's Steve's World.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How we doing, buddy?
Yeah, that's right. I've had it before.
Bangers and mash?
Have you? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
It's good.
It is good. You know what would be great, though? I made fun of you, but chicken and bangers would be wonderful.
Chicken and sausage.
Two of my favorite things. Huh. Just chicken and sausage.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not making that up, that I've had that before, too.
Nah.
Probably not. Okay.
Nah.
Maybe not.
I mean, I'll look it up, Steve. I'll see if there's...
See if it's a thing.
Yeah. I've definitely had chicken and waffles, which I know is not the same thing.
No, right. Not even close. Course, a waffle and a sausage are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're combining, you know, two different foods. And,
yeah, it is a little different, yeah.
Chicken and dumplings.
That's a good one, yep.
Okay. Chicken and biscuits.
Right.
Uh-huh. Chicken and broccoli stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting weak just reading all these. Chicken and broccoli casserole. Chicken and barley.
I don't know. Maybe,
chicken,
you know.
Chicken and banana.
At that point, now you're just combining things just for the sake of combining
Them.
Chicken
and banana is very popular. There's a lot of recipes.
Chicken and banana? I don't know that I've heard that one.
Chicken and banger actually comes up in a search.
Well, there you go.
Homemade chicken bangers.
Oh, because the sausage is made from chicken. That's the whole. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's not. I did want to ask you.
It looks good, though.
I'm going to steal a little bit of Steve's time here, Kevin. Was that you this morning?
Was what me?
Was that you? Just to answer it. Was it you or is it not?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
I didn't think it was him.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of bangers,
I thought it was you.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. All right.
Carry on.
I mean, I didn't even really pay attention. I was at the stoplight there at 3rd and Division. I was right there by Dick's. And,
yeah.
The person who was at the stoplight wasn't pulled all the way up. They were like a half a car length back. And I was, you know, all the way up to where the line was. And then I realized as I was pulling away that person's vehicle was exactly like yours.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
And then I thought, Well, I don't know why Kevin would be at that intersection at 5 a.m. unless you're doing that weird thing you do where you just drive around downtown.
It is possible, yeah.
So I was like, you know, could that be you? And, well, I just didn't feel like being home and I didn't want to come to work. So I just drove around downtown at 5 a.m. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You know what it is, Jay? I swear to you, I miss driving sometimes.
Because your drive is so short.
I just don't drive anymore. Yeah. And it's like every once in a while.
Do you miss it at the gas station?
What? No, I don't miss it at the gas station. Okay, no, I don't. Checking. I don't at all.
All right, Jay. Just double checking that.
That part's been awesome.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, and I think now it's sunk in even more with why I maybe loved it my whole life. Now that I have my granddaughter at the house all the time, because she's at home all day, every day.
Right.
And
you just need to get out.
Wow.
Just need to get out.
I mean, I love it. And it's like I come in the door and she's so excited to see me because she's been doing, you know, schoolwork or whatever with dad. And then they've been doing their thing. And then.
Right. Yeah. You're like a treat coming through the door.
He's kind of like, hey, good. Papa's home.
Right. Yeah. See ya.
And then I'm like, hey, I want a nap.
Sure. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
She's kind of over the wanting to take a nap thing.
That's a bummer.
Which is lame.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Steve, back to you.
Well, yeah, first thought, Steve.
Well, Kevin, I told you earlier that I think you'll find this first thought at least intriguing or interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it'll get you off my back a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Also my dad. And maybe you, Jay. I don't know.
Huh.
I was chit-chatting with a young lady yesterday.
Oh.
On one of my little dating apps.
No way. Yeah. Wow.
Did you use the stuff I taught? We talked about on the air yesterday?
You know what was weird?
Did you say, you're adorable. I love your glasses.
Yeah, even if she didn't wear any.
Well, yeah, that is true. What's weird, though, is she actually messaged me first.
Why is that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
Stop it.
And she goes,
she's
hey
an
there.
Aggressive one.
Kevin Eugene.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she said, hey there? How did she start? Hey there?
Yeah.
Did she say your glasses were adorable?
That would be
what did
greater.
She say? Steve,
she used
this is,
all the
oh, my God. And... This is big news.
I know. I thought you would find it intriguing at least or interesting.
Oh, man. Is it too much to ask her to the prom already?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably so.
No, but we are getting together, I think, this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Really?
Very good. Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Like in a public place, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get kidnapped.
That's what
I...
He's worried about getting kidnapped.
Well, that's why I said it. Yeah.
Steve,
was,
that's
you know,
great. I can't wait to hear more about it. Off the air. I won't ruin your... I will not ruin a relationship with a lady on the air until you're ready.
I mean, anytime is great, I guess. I mean, it's not
anytime's a great time to ruin a relationship.
It's a hard thing, let me tell you, because that's one of those where it's different when you share stuff on the
of
radio.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
I mean... I've been very lucky that I, you know, when I started dating Judy, I was like,
who?
I mean, even when we break up 2 years later, I'm still going to be saying your name on the air.
Huh.
So it's part of the deal. If you want all this, you get all that. I told her.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I know, but I wear glasses and I was hoping you'd compliment me.
Eyewear? I see what you did there.
Eyewear.
EYE and just do word humor.
Kevin James.
Hello. Guaranteed date.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Is that what you did? Is that what you did, Steve? That's how you got your, you know, new lady friend interested in you on whatever dating app that was? Word humor?
It's always word humor.
Hey.
That's my go-to, Jay.
Attaboy.
Boy, I cannot find this, though.
Secret Sound coming up at 7:20 this morning. We are in a second Secret Sound. It's over $300. We'll give you a chance to win that. Don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It's a simple search. Just search Coyote Country, download it, take us with you wherever you go. Even if you're out of town, you can, of course, listen on the app. It's pretty simple and easy.
Oh, yeah, at home, at work, in the car, overseas, or when you pees. Listen to us on the app.
Kevin, did you watch any of the singing shows yesterday? You've been kind of keeping up.
I did. Yeah, I watched Idol.
You watched Idol. Who do you have as your favorite going into the top 14 other than Tristan Harper?
Tristan Harper's my guy.
Yep. He's the 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, whether he wins the show or not, he's won my heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's put a rain check in his hand. Gee, you can.
I did not hear this last night.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream.
Yeah, it wasn't his
it's
best.
It's not my favorite of his.
No,
at all.
It wasn't his best. He is one of the most likable people ever, though. He's 100%. Just such a great, likable kid. And
There's a few other ones that I'm starting to like that you just go, okay, yeah, you're going to be in the top 14. And they were.
Yeah.
That was the Now, I didn't see who the judges picked at the end
to
send through. So I know the judges had to pick four of them to send through.
Yeah.
And you know what that means. They're probably not the ones who are going to win.
Right, because America voted. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it might be the year for the ladies because between The Voice and American Idol, some of the female contestants really seem to be standing out. Let's see. So McKenna Faith Brineholt, she's the one that, I don't know if you remember her. This is her voice.
Tumbleweed whistles to the wind. His eyes at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of tumbleweed.
Yeah, she's got
really
a beautiful
good.
Voice.
Yep.
She's got a beautiful face.
Yep.
She's an esthetician, which I believe means she works on horses.
Okay, I didn't know. Wow, nice job there.
I think that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now,
she's beautiful. She's got a beautiful voice. The only thing I want is a little more personality from her. She's a little reserved
yep.
right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. That, and again, you know, it's still a popularity contest. You know how
I
that
like
goes.
I like the Kay Brienne. I like her, but she's kind of... Like
she's a mess with the nerves
and all that stuff. But the song she sang the other night was great. It was one of her originals, and it was really good, her on the piano. But I do have a feeling like if she gets towards the end of the competition, she could just explode. Because like everything stresses her out. So like I feel bad for her, where you can tell she's just someone who has the anxiety.
She's really good. KB, yeah. They started calling her KB. Yeah.
Which is better.
Yeah.
It's harder to say.
Yeah, Cabrian is, I think, Cabrian. Her. It's a one. She was one name, which was, you know, it's like the first time they said it, Kevin, I was like, what is your name?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of letters.
Uh-huh. And then there's this gal, Karen Waltrip. She's from The Voice. Oh, wait. Let me stop two singers at the same time. That's
not
going to.
Did you say Daryl Waltrip?
Mm-hmm. Daryl Waltrip. Yep. From The Voice. Yeah. I don't know. Did you know he sang?
I did not.
Well, here he is.
Boogity boogity. Hey, you love you that day. Just you and me down an older road. Yes. Nothing in
our way. And you could tell John Legend liked it there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then there's that Zoe Levert from also from The Voice. I the ladies might have it this year, Kevin. Could you imagine if they had like The Voice and then they had American Idol and then they had a playoff? Yeah, sing-off between the two shows.
Boy, that needs to be done.
I mean, obviously different networks, too many complications there. But come on, America wants it.
Yeah, but bring them in.
Yeah.
Bring them in and
bring
do
them
like
in,
a
bring them in.
Top three versus top three for the all-time
That would
greatest.
Be great. Yeah, it's like a giant cage match. Who do you think would be, like, if you're Elon Musk, let's pretend you're Elon Musk, and then we can be friends and you can give me some money.
Oh, but, I wish I was him for a minute.
Uh-huh. Who do you think he would like to? Who do you think he wants to send to space? Like you're like, let's see, what famous person?
Oh, he wants to send a famous. Okay,
a famous
I see what you're
person
saying.
To space, and not because he wants to get rid of somebody or anything. It's not one of those weird, you know, like oh, I hope they go to space and never come back. What actor or actress do you be like? Man, that's the person who would probably go to space.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What celebrity do you want to send into space?
You know, Tom Cruise has said he wants to do Mission Impossible in space. We've had some discussions, but I'm not sure where his mind's at.
Nobody is. But I mean, doesn't that fit, though? Tom Cruise in space?
A conversation with Elon Musk and Tom Cruise has to be exhausting.
It would be so unusual.
There is a lot going on
there. Oh, my gosh. That would be, that would really be something. I could see Tom Cruise doing it, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just exactly what he would want to do.
Kevin, did you pick your...
nose?
I know you picked your nose, but did you pick your name for your granddaughter?
I had nothing to do with it.
It didn't get chosen? You didn't get to choose it?
Nope. It was between her dad and her mom were the ones who came up
chose with
yeah.
Papa or whatever. Yeah. You didn't get to choose it.
And I didn't do any of the, hey, put a family name in there or anything else with that.
Right.
But
what she calls you, I mean.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What she calls you. Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody just started with Papa, and that was kind of it. Now, again, my son has started this pop-pop thing.
Right.
When he's in, like, a good mood, he'll mm-hmm. come in, he'll be like, pop-pop, what are you doing?
Right.
So that's kind of been around. She's on a kick right now where she wants to call everybody their name.
So she calls you.
I think it's just because I call TJ Tej all the time.
Okay.
So she's been like, hey, Tej, can you get me some cereal?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, hey, it's your dad. Yeah, I know, but his name's also Tyler and TJ or Tej.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're right about all of this.
Some people can choose their own names, like Kris Jenner.
When Mason was born, my firstborn, who's now 14, he started calling me Grandma. All these kids running around calling me Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. And I thought, no, we need to change the name. So Courtney and I picked my name. I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I think that's very common with
the grandma.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to call me grandma.
Yeah.
I just don't like the sound of it.
Yeah, I don't need all these kids calling me grandma.
Right, yeah.
I want to be Yaya or Lovey.
Lovey. I'd never heard that one before.
Yeah. My dad goes by GP.
GP?
Whoa.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Gangsta.
I like that, GP.
Okay, did he pick it himself or someone just gave it to him?
I think he picked it, yeah.
Why didn't he pick Lovey?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him about that.
That just seems weird.
I tried to get my boys for a while to call my mother G-Ma K-Ron.
Oh, my gosh.
G-Ma K-Ron. And it didn't stick. She's just Choo-Choo Grandma.
Choo-Choo?
To everybody. Yeah, because of my one nephew. She lives by the train tracks. You can always hear the train. So anytime they were at her house.
Choo-choo Grandma's fantastic.
They went out there. So Choo-choo Grandma, Amelia calls her that. Yeah, it's just that's who she is.
That's great. Mm. Choo-choo Grandma is a great nickname.
Jay, yes. What do you think about the radio's Jay Daniels for you?
I like it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This is day 6 of same shirt, different day. I forgot to put deodorant on today. That was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Didn't need any help with that today, considering it was the same shirt that I wore yesterday without washing.
Kevin James.
Well, that's fine.
Is it, though? We'll find out after the show when we're all in the same room together.
Well, you're in a different room now, which
Yeah, that's why you think it's fine.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Remember when we did the same shirt, different day for whatever it was, 37 days? What was it?
38, I believe.
38
36.
Days. 36. 36, okay.
I love to exaggerate.
I just realized that this outfit I'm currently wearing kind of looks like the outfit Steve was wearing. You see this?
Yeah.
I have an orange t-shirt on and then the green Coyote Country sweatshirt on. Kind of looks like the Steve's outfit.
I actually have on my shirt today, the Varsity Net.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I have not worn that shirt since I wore it for over a month straight.
I really like this shirt, so I'm like, hey, I'm going to keep wearing this thing. Not every day, but.
Right, yeah. I think I kind of wore mine out. All right, we've got some Cody Johnson tickets right this very second. What do we have to do? What is the game?
It's a little game called 8 Second Ride.
8 Second Ride. I remember 8 Second Ride that we used to play many, many moons ago.
Many, many moons ago, Jay. This has been a long time since we broke this one out. But Cody Johnson, he likes the rodeo. He was a rodeo man himself.
For sure, yeah.
But if you would like Cody Johnson tickets, what we need you to do, you need to have two things.
Okay.
a phone.
Which, yeah.
And a dryer.
Oh.
So you're going to have to be home. You're going to have to be near your
laundromat.
Dryer. Yeah, or near a laundromat, or if you have a dryer at work.
Yeah, it's possible.
And then what we need you to do is you're going to call us, we're going to chat with you, and then you're going to take your phone and you're going to throw it in the dryer.
Oh, my.
Turn the dryer on and see if your phone can stay connected for 8 seconds.
We used to do that with
If you do, you win.
Oh, my gosh. Jay, did you see the phones, how they went?
And then everybody stopped calling. Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, let's win tickets. And then they're like, I'm going to throw my phone in the dryer. Or I don't have a dryer nearby.
Now, yeah, that's probably the case with a lot of people. Like in your car, you wouldn't have a dryer.
Yeah, sure. Clearly, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you probably don't, yeah.
Anybody who wants to play... We're nice. We'll let you throw like a t-shirt in with it or a towel.
Oh.
Something that'll absorb some of the blows. But I'm telling you, it won't break your phone. I've done this numerous times.
On purpose or just by accident?
Just for fun.
Just funsies?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, no one's going to call back.
Yeah, I was to say, the phones went nuts right away, and then they're like, I'm throwing my phone in the dryer.
Nobody really wants to go to Cody before. Johnson, huh?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we have a dryer here in the studio. A lot of people are unaware of it, but we have a dryer here in the studio. Let me hold on, Kevin. Let me throw my phone in the dryer here. Okay, and
wow.
Hello?
You win.
I made it through it.
You did
seconds.
It 8 seconds.
Yeah. That is fantastic. I can't believe it stayed connected the entire time.
Cody Johnson tickets. Do you understand what is at stake? For simply 8 seconds of your phone in the dryer.
Right. Do you understand what's at stake? A $1,000 phone.
It's not going to break.
Do they have on high heat?
Do you have it? No. That was Steve's yesterday when we brought this idea up.
What
he was
worried about?
He goes, whoa, what if it starts a fire?
A fire?
And I go, it's not going to start a fire. It's 8 seconds.
Oh, wow. I see. So he literally thought it was the heat from the dryer would melt the phone or something like that?
It's going to start some sort of fire.
Not that, but.
Steve, I'm going to let you grab that. Just, you know.
Whoever this person is, I trust.
Let's
get them on the air. They're a good person who's willing
Remember
to try
Remember we used
it.
To do it with the cordless phones all the time?
Oh, yeah. The home, whatever those.
Yeah, just a home cordless phone. Yeah. It'd be like,
and nobody cared about those, right? They would just let them break because they were $20 to buy.
Like that was the thing.
Where, I get it. Your cell phone's more expensive, but you also have that case on it.
Fine. Yeah, nobody doesn't have a case anymore, right?
A few people. Those people drive me crazy.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready to go to work here soon.
Yeah, what do you do?
Drive truck.
Drive truck, okay.
Oh, yeah. Truck driving man.
Have you ever dropped your phone, Bill?
Yes, many times.
Many times. Do you have a case on it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, is it one of those really thick, like, you know, sturdy cases, like a guy who would drive a truck kind of case?
No, it's just a cheap old rubber one.
Not as good. Yeah. Not as good, Bill. That's not as great.
Do you know what type of phone you have?
No.
I was hoping he would say cell.
I had a hunch. I had a hunch.
Have you
have a flip phone, and I was forced to get one of these flat screen phones.
Oh, you used to have a flip phone. Who made you get that? Somebody in your family or work?
Yes. Somebody in the family, yes.
Yeah. Every once in a while, they get to us, don't they?
So, Bill, are you willing to try this game where you put your phone in the dryer for 8 seconds?
I'm nervous for Bill.
Sure.
Cody Johnson tickets.
Right, Cody Johnson. So Bill, do you have something to throw in your dryer with it? Like some articles of clothing or something?
No.
He doesn't need it. He's a rough rider.
Kevin.
This guy's a truck driver. What he doesn't care.
Well, yeah, but his phone could break in the dryer.
It's not going to break.
I know where Kevin lives. He'll give you a new one.
Oh, see.
You know where I live. What? maybe find a towel or something.
Yeah, right. Bill, I recommend you put something in there with it.
Okay.
I mean, put some articles of clothing in there. I don't want to break your phone. I mean, that's. I guess it's your decision. I'm not forcing you to do anything.
Yeah, I kind of am.
My dryer is kind of like your dryer you just used, Jay.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. All right. You ready to give it a shot then?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. And can you still hear the radio?
We're not going to be able to hear you. You're just going to have to count to like 10 seconds and then, you know, take the phone out or whatever. So I because we won't be able to hear you.
I drive a truck. You want me to count? Let's try that.
Okay. Well, just use all your fingers, bud.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if he's got them all.
I've got 9.5. That'll work.
Okay. Well, you and Warren. all right. Put it in there, buddy.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, man. Come on.